Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dhena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah.
Welcome to Sound Bhakti Pulse. We're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chapter 1, Text 1. This chapter is called Questions by the Sages. And a very powerful and interesting segment of this first verse says, Huhyanti Yat Surayaha. And that is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who bewilders even the suras, the demigods, who see to the administration of the material world. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about how if one tries to make an arrangement for happiness in the material world, then he's more or less crazy. And this, he says, Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. And he calls living entities who identify with their material bodies and think that they can make some arrangement in the material world to be happy as vimudha, extremely bewildered. So one of the ways in which we find that people sometimes try to make an arrangement is by appeasing the devas, the demigods. And this is comparable to one who's in prison and then makes a pact or does some special service for the prison guards, who then give him some special consideration. However, no matter what kind of facility a prison guard gives one, one's still trapped in the prison. You may have a iron chain, or you may have a copper chain, or you may have a gold chain, but a chain is a chain. And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is pointing out at the outset, Huyanti yat surayaha, if the demigods, the devas, are bewildered by Krishna, then how can they help us? They can't. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Bejare muniotagre bhagavantamadhoksajam satvam vishudham shemaya kalpante ye nutaniha. This is from the second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it states unequivocally that previously all the great sages worshipped Lord Krishna to get free from the influence of the material world. This is because he is Mukunda, the giver of liberation. And anyone who follows in their footsteps, Suta Goswami goes on to say, is also eligible for liberation, just by following the process that has been given by the previous acharyas. So a very important conclusion is that making arrangements to be happy in the material world is a kind of insanity. Therefore, one should live simply to be as healthy as possible, as balanced as possible, so that one can go on performing one's duties in spiritual life. Don't be disturbed by the various changes that take place, Krishna says in the Gita over again and again. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, he advises his dearest devotee Uddhava that you should cultivate a little bit of detachment. After all, whenever something happens to us here in this world, we have to become philosophical. For instance, if someone hits your car, you may say, oh, it's just a car. Even though it may feel painful, your car just got hit, because I'm attached to my car, I identify with it. But then I become philosophical. I say, oh, it's just a car. To alleviate the natural pain of attachment to the material world, one must hear philosophy again and again. And that is, dear soul, you are not part of this world. You are an eternal servant of Krishna. Don't try to make special arrangements in the material world for your happiness, because it won't work out. So this particular phrase, Muhyanti Yat Surayaha, is something to keep in mind. Krishna is so powerful that even the unimaginably powerful and long-lived demigods are bewildered by him. Therefore, who would not take shelter of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.
Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, hey, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman, Natchari Armarman.